Well, hello to you.
Hi. How you feeling?
I feel great.
How you living?
I'm living the life that God intended me to live.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say living your life like it's golden.
No. I don't think the golden is his name, son. Wonderful, wonderful theme song.
Just magnanimous, you know.
Speaking of magnanimous, I'm tired of seeing this fucking snow in Richmond. Okay. It's time to go. I understand that it serves its purpose. Everybody need a equinoctial turn around the sun. I don't fucking know. But look, man, warm this shit up. Okay.
I also feel like that. I don't have snow though, so I'm not gonna worry about that. But it's cold here, and I don't like it.
I went to see a friend of mine perform stand up comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after they got off stage, I told them, "Hey man, you're not like the rest of these regular motherfuckers around here. You good?" He said, "Yeah, I know."
That's how your friend should be, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You gotta sow some words of encouragement into your friends. You know.
Well, yeah, that and also like, if you're not gonna hype me up. What you here for?
Like, I'll hype you up, but the thing is, I'm not here to blow smoke up your ass.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm here to. I need you to acknowledge with the good things that I already see in you. You right. See what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't make pancake a birthday cake when I can acknowledge that my brother use a you breakfast delicacy right now. You know what
Wait,
I'm saying?
What?
Girl, stop thinking and ride with me, goddammit. I can't make a pancake a birthday cake, okay? But I can acknowledge that pancake is being a breakfast delicacy, you know? Let's respect what you is and let me uplift you in what you are, that things that I see. I'm not trying to make you what you ain't. I'm trying to tell you how you need it. Because some motherfuckers ain't pancakes. Some of y'all grits.
Oh, okay. Don't disrespect grits.
I'm not disrespecting grits. I'm saying grits ain't pancakes.
They not, but...
No, just be who you is.
But grits are me.
Well,
grits are a bit more versatile.
I ain't saying grits ain't good. I'm just saying that we had a Mount Rushmore of breakfast delicacies. Mm-hmm. Somebody's putting pancakes up there.
Okay. I'm partial to waffles, but
I see. I thought about that, and I'm lumping those together on my Rushmore. Your pancake slash waffles. You know, I'm gonna make that one. Selection. Ooh, what's a Mount Rushmore of breakfast food?
But they're so different.
How many people are on Mount Rushmore? Four people?
Yeah.
Okay. So, bacon is definitely on the Mount Rushmore. Bacon. I can say eggs, but do we have to include all eggs? You know, well,
what eggs would you not include?
No, but I mean, I'm not going based. I'm not basing it. I'm not putting fucking. I don't know. I would say eggs. I don't want to have to differentiate because I love an omelet. I love scrambled. I like over it medium sometimes. You know.
That's so why I was asking, are you trying, like, which ones would you exclude? That's why I asked that.
But yeah, so I wouldn't even, but even in that case, I wouldn't exclude anything because egg is just egg. You know what I'm saying? Eggs are so versatile. You're right. So let me, okay, so what I got? I got egg, I got bacon, I got pancakes. Oh, shit, there's one left. Am I going sausage?
Mm-hmm. Or
I can go sausages, because bacon is something different. I'm not including bacon in sausage. Bacon is a whole nother business for me.
Okay,
so that's bacon, pancakes, eggs, sausage. Yeah, you know.
Are you because hungry?
I'm kind of am hungry now. You know, that's not loud now. I was about to lie out loud. Let me not lie now.
Look, I'm just asking because I don't know how we got on this conversation.
Mount Rushmore breakfast food. You think they should ever make another statue like that?
One more.
No, I ain't talking about the, it's 2022.
I mean, Stone Mountain.
That's some wild shit to have to made too.
Nigga
looked at the mountain and was like, let's put some crackers on it. That's cool.
But like, we're talking about America here. It's not really that wild.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know, like when people make observations about something and they're like, that's so wild, and you're like, is it?
Yeah, is it?
Like, do you
is
live it? Where I also live, or like, yeah, or if they're talking about like a person, and you're like, have you not been like, do you not like talk to the same person that I talk to? Because that's exactly how that person acts
all day, every day,
all day.
We need more monuments, though. I'd like to have a monument of me one day.
Doing what?
A statue honoring my greatness.
Okay. Should I ask it in a different way?
Yeah, because it felt insulting, so I just sidestepped.
This statue of you, I mean, this monument of you that's honoring you. What are you doing to be honored?
And that's the thing, you know. I told myself it will be because of stand-up comedy. I'm gonna be that great at telling jokes that somebody in the world is gonna be like, we need to make.
So you gonna
be a monolith.
You gonna be the Arthur Ashe.
Yes, I would like to be the Arthur Ashe of comedy.
The Arthur Ashe of Richmond for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
They said that boy Arthur was a bad motherfucker.
I bet. All of them people back then was like that.
You said back then. It was the 80s.
It's... Okay, so... It's always crazy to me whenever you, like, think back, because like the 80s was 40 years ago.
I'd be damned if
you
don't.
That's wild to say.
That's a wild thing to say out loud.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, my old work boyfriend, me and him was talking, and he was like, oh, you're like 32, right? I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, I remember you telling me that he was like, I mean, I've known you for what, like X amount of years now. So back then, I remember you telling me how old you were, and I just thought that you were like young. But do you remember how old I am? And I was like, in my head, I was like, you don't look old. So like, I said, okay, this other guy that I know, he's 10 years older than me. So I was like, oh, so you're like 45? And he was like, no, I haven't seen my 40s in I don't know how long. I said, ain't no fucking way.
Oh my God.
That man is 55 and doesn't look it at all.
Kira, niggas be old, man.
But still, like, in my head, I was just like, bro, you don't even look that old. Even people who have met him, when I told them, and I was like, y'all know that he's 55? And they were like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, no, he's 55. I was like, he made me do this whole little guessing game shit.
I was trying to figure out the age of the lady on Power that I'm watching now, right? See, you don't watch Power, and I'm glad you don't, because we'll be on the phone. We'll have to make another podcast for how wild this shit is in this damn TV show, man.
Called Power?
Oh, my God. It's a lady that's on this show, right? Mm-hmm. She is the professor at the school where Tariq go to, right? I know who you know, the characters. So Tariq go to college, and Tariq supposed to be tutoring this black dude, right?
Okay.
Now, black dude named Zeke. Zeke is a basketball player, a prominent basketball player at this school.
Okay.
And they told Tariq, look, man, if you want to stay in this school, you got to tutor Zeke and make sure that Zeke go to school or keep his grades up. Child, let me tell you. So Zeke come from a family of fucking drug dealers.
Oh, God.
Zeke aunt is Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige got three kids. All three of these niggas is in the drug gang with her. The daddy is locked up in jail, running shit from the inside. She on the outside, doing what she got to do. Found out, well, now she got it. She was introduced to Tariq. Tariq also, it was like, all right, what's up with this family? Because he don't even know. You know what I'm saying? He don't know who these people are. They just some random people. So,
okay.
So now he tutoring the little stupid the basketball player. And he's stupid as shit, Kiara. Kiara, he's so goddamn dumb. He tutoring the basketball player. Now he running dope with Mary J. Blige to keep the family afloat while Tariq in school. Tariq then found a way to fucking sell drugs on campus with an app.
What? That's smart.
Him and his homeboy, it's wild. Fast forward to what the fuck I'm talking about. So in the middle of this, the basketball player is fucking one of the professors on campus.
Oh, okay.
The professor that he is fucking, she fucking everybody. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. She was fucking the other dude that was the professor. He dead. He done ran his mouth too much. Now he out of here. He done got killed by Tariq, and the oldest Mary J. Blige son. So they got to cover that shit up. They used another body to cover that body up. It's so many twists and turns, and I don't know how old the woman is that Tariq is fucking. I was like, well, wait a minute here. Some of her backstory is that she used to be a cop and she used to be a lawyer, right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Whatever the case is, now she's a teacher at the college.
Now she's a professor.
Yeah, she's a whole professor. I'm like, this lady can't be no more than 40. Can't be. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, she might be. She got a real air about herself. And I'm like, you know what, lady? They did a good casting for you. They did a good casting for you, cause yeah, you could have ran through a couple of niggas, and she fucking the well, she was fucking the lead detective on the case that's trying to solve the murder. Man, this shit wild. This shit wild.
And one, listen, 50 Cent know how to target his audience.
Yeah, he do. Yeah, he do.
I tell you. I will tell you that. I'm sorry if y'all can hear me chewing. I've been drinking, so I need, you know,
something. I've been drinking.
I need something to eat, though. Yeah. I just was on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit really will like just suck your whole time up.
Yeah, it will. You think you got control of it, but you don't.
You don't. And I'm gonna try to know this right now. Okay. I enjoy drinking coffee. Okay. I will drink it black. I will drink espresso. Okay. I will drink a latte, cappuccino, red eye, blue eye, matcha, all of it. Okay. I went to Starbucks, and that goddamn line was so long that my bosses were going to be late. So I said, oh, that means I have time to actually go and do this, because then I can just bullshit before they get there. I go, and it's a long ass line. And I said, Starbucks, you burn all your coffee and it tastes burnt. It's not even that good for your line to be this long. So I put it on Twitter.
What do you think people really are addicted to when they go to Starbucks? Because from what I hear, everybody say the coffee is trash. Like, as far as
it, before I answer that,
wait.
I know how terrible it was. Up to me, and now I got a $10 gift card. But I know it's something they do. Now, I think that people, it's the same thing with all chains, as far as like restaurants, fast food, beverages, whatever. A lot of people are addicted to the name. So they feel a sense of loyalty because, okay, for me, if you are ordering any kind of like a mixed drink from them, so like the caramel macchiato that they made up, pumpkin spice latte, like anything that has flavoring, they can mask the taste of their coffee. That's my computer. So like you don't taste how bad it is, but if you're like a normal coffee drinker and you're like, I just want a coffee, or I just want a red eye, whatever, right? Or even I just want an iced coffee. Now see, that's what you also have to worry about with fucking Starbucks, because sometimes if you tell them that you want an iced coffee, they literally just put the hot coffee.
You got me, because I don't know the difference.
That's not what your iced coffee, that is not what an iced coffee is. Iced coffee is supposed to be
like a cold malt.
What they call it, what, now this is how you have to differentiate for them, because they're dumb. You have to say a cold brew.
Cold brew.
That you take the coffee grounds and you brew it for like 24 hours. Well, at least 12 hours in cold water. It's a cold brew. And then you pour that over ice, and that is a cold brew or an iced coffee, because that's what it's supposed to be. These fuckers will just take regular coffee and put it over ice sometimes.
I never knew that.
And that is not what I asked you. That's not what I asked for.
Is it that big of a taste difference?
Yes. If you pour hot coffee over ice, it just makes it watered down hot coffee. It's not a coffee flavor.
Yeah.
Like, it's watered down. That's what it tastes like.
I've never been a real big coffee drinker. I'm still trying to try them teas out, you know.
You should. I mean, I like the taste of coffee, but I also heavily drink it for the caffeine, which does nothing for me, but like
I like caffeine and tea.
It's a nice lie I tell myself. It's a good little lie, you know.
Drinking coffee
and selling dope. What's have you ever thought about, like, if you actually dated somebody who was either extremely famous or, like, partially famous?
I don't think I've thought about dating someone who was in that realm. Do you think it'll be a bigger problem for a male or a female, or do you not think it would be a difference?
I think okay, on who though? Bigger? That's, what do you mean by bigger problem? Let's rephrase that.
No, okay. Do you think the burden will be more if a man meets a famous woman than a woman meeting a famous man?
Oh, that no. I don't think it matters who's the famous one and who's not the famous one. I think where it comes up is more so how famous the person is.
Different degrees of fame?
Well, duh.
No, I'm aware of different degrees of fame. I'm just saying that's interesting that will be how big the difference is.
You have to think about it. Like, if... Okay, I'm gonna use these people because they're known, and then there's also unknown. I mean, not like unknown, but okay. So, like, for instance, if somebody were to date Chris Evans or Chris Brown, they are very famous people.
Hold on, you think Chris Evans is on a level of Chris Brown level of famous?
Yeah, now he is. Maybe not a few years ago before he did Captain America, but now,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you got it.
Yes, it's the same thing, like, okay, prior to black women, this is a whole sidetrack, prior to black women saying how attractive Jack Harlow was, Jack Harlow won't on nobody's radar. And now look at him. Same thing with Chris Evans. He went on a lot of people's radar, and then black women were like, oh my gosh, he's so sexy, he like black girls, da 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 da, and now he's up there. Right now, on the other hand, in this example that I'm doing of famous levels, it's going to be another Chris. Okay,
here we go.
Chris Brinkley. Is not as famous. If I were to go and say something to one of my like girlfriends and was like, yeah, Chris Brinkley is so fine, they'll be like, who is that?
So niche. He got a niche fame.
Right.
You gotta be of the know of that knowing to know right. who he is.
But he's still famous.
Yeah, but he's dumb famous in even in that way.
he's dumb famous. Like, he's still a level of fame. He's just not a worldwide fame. Like, a worldwide as far as, like, it across all genres. Everybody don't know who he
is. Yeah. He's a household name, but grandma doesn't know who Chris Brickley is.
Right. Right. So, like...
Like, your grandma might... Your grandma definitely knows who Chris Evans is.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, like... I think that's where it comes in upon how, like, mentally, like, how you would have to be to handle your significant other being of a certain level of famous. Because by proxy, you can become famous, depending on how famous they are.
That's true. That is a very true statement.
And, I mean, depending on what you do in your life as well. I would never want that.
I would, not for nobody, not even for me.
The only reason why I don't want to actually be, like, okay, I want to be like how Chris Brickley is famous. Like, Chris Brickley is famous in a niche kind of way. Like, if you know, you know. But if you don't know, then you don't know. Like, I think Gary Vee is starting to become more famous, but a lot of people still don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is.
See? But Gary Vee is very, like, he's very famous. Like, him and Chris Brickley are, like, the same level of famous. Very famous, but in their own right. So, like, right. I wouldn't mind being, like, that type of a famous, but not on a, like, people want to be in my business.
That makes sense.
Because the first time somebody come at me sideways on the interwebs, I don't give a fuck what I say on Al Gore's internet. It's gonna be a wrap. Somebody feelings gonna get hurt, and it ain't gonna be mine.
Can't be mine. Shit ain't my feelings.
Can't be. Won't be.
Every day where I know so every day I notice a little something. You always notice a little something about yourself, and then, like, we try to change and make ourselves for the better. Today I realized I'm not as nice as I think I am.
How you determine it?
Because the amount of people that come up to my friends and say hello to them, it was like, oh, nigga, I can't control my face, y'all. Sometimes I don't think I be looking the way I be looking. I just be wearing my regular face. But it is not the face that wants to be approached, apparently. And today, there were so many other comedians who were just like, hey, guys, how you doing? And I'm sitting there like, motherfucker, you don't see me. It's three of us standing here. And they just was like, go dap them up. And, you know, and I'm looking up and looking at these people like, okay, so I'm invisible. After a while, I'm going to start getting upset. I'm going to show you why the face is like this, apparently.
But I see that as being you're not approachable.
But I don't.
Not that you're not as nice as you think you are. Because you can still be very nice to people and people not want to actually approach you. Like me, I kind of wish I had that problem, but I don't. And it's like really annoying because I tried to, back when you didn't have to wear a mask and shit. I would try to look unapproachable. But you've been on the phone with me where I have had people who want to have full-blown conversations. You see I'm on the phone. Either they want to have full-blown conversations or they want to tell me their life story. And I'm just like...
And you just stuck there. In purgatory.
In purgatory. Because I'm like, I can just be like, can you shut the fuck up?
Well, at least make this conversation interesting.
At least make it interesting. I remember this lady telling me about her husband and how he left the pool, the heated pool on during the winter one time. And they gas bill was like $800.
Oh my God.
And she said, so that motherfucker ain't never allowed to turn on the pool.
Not one thing.
I said, ma'am, I am on the phone trying to mind my business. Why are you telling me this story about your husband? She said, I could have fucking killed him that day.
I said, supposed to.
Ma'am. No. From a male perspective, I guess you can say, what are like your expectations and or requirements for you to want to be in a relationship? Like, you're done being like, all right, I'm done like flirting with you, mm-hmm. and showing that I like you and saying like little shit so that way you know I like you. Is there a point where like if you're doing all of that and she's not like, she ain't picking it up or she not going along with it, where you're just like, damn, bitch, do I have to just say this out loud?
Yeah. But sometimes you do need to say it out loud.
100%.
People like verbal confirmations. People like to know that and especially, man, listen, and in my opinion, I found that women love for other people to be the actuality. That's a good one. Actuality. It's like I want you to say it. It's like I want you, like they want you to actual put it to words. And it's like, I've noticed women love to give hints and drop hints, and you know, because they really want you to actual say it or do it or do the actual thing. And that has to be a fucking sickness to live with in your life.
But no, okay.
Lord, women.
But listen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I've dropped hints before. But it gets to a point, like, I've gotten to a point before where I was like, oh, this motherfucker just must want to, like he likes the banter and the game, but he's not really trying to do nothing because he's acting scary. And I've been very, and then that's when I would take it a step further, and then they still don't do anything, and I'm like, okay, cool. Now, on the flip side, I think sometimes if the other person does little things where you're like, do you like me? Or they joke about it, like, oh, look at you catching feelings. And you're like, I'm not even doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Are you projecting?
Sometimes.
I mean, but I think that's what, I think also that's why women want more of a verbal confirmation, because it's such a gray area. Or if like y'all do something very, hey, I like you, but then you turn around and then do something that almost negates it, it makes you feel crazy.
Well, it will make you feel crazy, but you gotta know you're not going crazy. You're not.
You're a not
lot
what?
Of people. You're not going crazy, ladies. You are not going crazy. A lot of men love to be ambiguous. because ambiguity holds power. Just hey man, there's really nothing you can say against that.
There isn't anything I could say except stop fucking doing it. I only say that because, like, I mean, I'm not gonna say that, like, yes, like, women like the chase, because who doesn't like to be pursued? You know what I'm saying? Like,
who doesn't like to be pursued? A hunter. Hunters do not like being pursued.
Okay, but a lot of men nowadays aren't even hunter gatherers, so.
Oh, I do.
So, you know, who doesn't like to be, like, slightly pursued? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to try to do things above and beyond to wow you.
What?
Like, I was thinking when people get angry because the other person, like, doesn't know what they want to eat. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, where do you want to go to eat? And it's like, and they're like, oh, it doesn't really matter to me. It's because we want you to make a decision.
Of course. It's because just, we're just men.
Be assertive and pick something. Be like, yo, I'm going to come pick you up for dinner. Make sure that you dress nice. Now, don't take nobody to no fucking, you know, Brazilian steakhouse and you know they're a goddamn vegetarian. Don't do no dumb shit like that.
Every day is something new.
What'd you say?
I said every day is something new.
It should be. It should be. I like a man who will try to sing or dance even if they can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, they know they're bad at it, but they have fun doing it. And so it's fun to watch them. And you're like, you're so goofy. You know you can't even hit that little note right there. I told this dude that. I said, you should just sing. And he was like, I sound like a dying cat. I said, I mean, if you don't want to sing, that's fine. And then I'll randomly get little Snapchats of him singing.
All right. the launch. Every day, we fall further and further from God's grace.
How?
The damn robots, Kiara.
You have to be more specific.
Oh, I wonder if iRobot is on the list. Did we watch iRobot?
No, because you started this random list of.
Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I got a lot to talk about. Speaking of movies, every week we watch a movie. We call it Coast Coast at the Damn Movies. Last week was Kiara's week. Kiara, can you remember what we watched?
Yeah, we watched How High.
How High.
I love that fucking movie.
I love that damn movie.
I love that movie. Like, I'm sorry, if you're a person who has not seen it, you gotta do better, okay?
Yeah.
Method Man is prime, fine as wine, getting better with age.
You sounded real Ari Lennox just now. I love her so much.
But this week is your week.
Yes, this week is my week. And this week we will be watching the 1992 smash hit, Deep Cover. Deep Cover. Starring Lawrence Fishburne and Jeff Goldblum.
Okay. Deep Cover. Hold on.
So The next movie in line was originally supposed to be Hoodlum, but we watched that.
Oh yeah, we already watched that.
You can watch that episode. Hey man, these next couple movies, I'm about to wow the shit out y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Oh lordy,
we talking Oscar, like shit that should have been winning. That should have been winning awards. I'm pretty sure Deep Cover won some awards. I don't think we winning awards around here now. God damn it!
I won an award for attempting to be a better person and maybe back, because people be testing you.
I don't know if that's what we were looking for when we meant awards.
That's why I said this is the award I want, because mm-hmm. it's the one I deserve. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just saying, like,
budget was $8 million.
There's no way that you, as a human being, you know what? Nope. No, I'm not even going to finish it, because it's called psychosis, and people are psychotic and they just are out of touch with reality. And never mind.
Here we go. You got it. All right. Let it flow.
Don't even worry about it. Just know that, I don't know who needs to hear this, but like, you look fucking crazy and he don't fucking want you. Stop it. You look crazy.
We all know who he really wants.
You look fucking crazy. I just don't understand.
I might have found a way to scroll down that IG page. It won a Chicago Film Award.
You still looking up the... I'm glad that you stayed the course and didn't diverge. Like, yeah.
Zero wins, 4 nominations.
You was like, "Kier, you on some other shit. Let me fucking keep
going." No, I understand. Jeff Goldblum
I love him.
Is nominated for a CFCA. Ain't that some shit? Oh yeah, well Spirit nominated him at Best Male Lead, Lawrence Fishburne. So it's nominated, baby.
I should have picked Thor Ragnarok. Now see, I'm gonna let y'all know right now, I'm not picking no Marvel movies. Only because them bitches is long.
It's so long. But Thor Ragnarok is a fucking...
a bop.
Masterpiece.
So is Civil War.
Yeah. You know what? I told myself I want to do that one night. I want to take time. I'm going to sit down and go through all Marvel movies from like chronologically from the front to the last one. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Hold on. Are you talking about chronologically, as in the actual timelines?
Yeah, like the timeline, not just when it was released.
Okay, you listen. You're gonna be watching a lot of shit out of order.
Yeah, I know.
I just want y'all to know that, like, literally the way that the movies come out are not how they're supposed to be in order. Did you know that there's a theory? Sorry, y'all. Did you know that there's a theory that Tony Stark, that his like radioactive spider bit Tom Holland's Spider-Man, and he gave him. That's why he's like been monitoring him, because he knew that his spider fucking bit him.
Smart. He wanted to make his own superhero.
No, it was not on purpose.
Well, sometimes... he's a very smart man, you know.
If you watch the first Spider-Man, that's where you see it happen. When you don't see Tom Holland's Spider-Man get bit, but the theory is that that's what, like, when he's doing all this extra shit, that's when he gets bit, and then that's when he gets his superpowers and stuff.
That's pretty sweet.
Y'all should watch it, because it's actually, I mean, it makes sense, because like, why else would he be stalking him and be all up in his business, you know?
Yeah, this was nice.
It was.
We really hit a lot of points.
If y'all got some questions, I'm gonna ask people some questions.
Mm-hmm.
You should. I'm gonna come back like a talk show.
I'm here for the talk show.
And be like, this is from her. I did have a question, but I have to. I need to ask her because I can't remember what it was. So that's on me. Sorry.
Hey man, it's on all of us, man. You guys take it easy out there. Yeah.
Bye.
We were dirty.